Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Ches Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing up Simon Shin Pei and starting Shin Pei Aleph. We read yesterday the beginning of Sif Dalet, but let's go over it real quickly. It begins on Resh Mem Zayin Omud Beis. The Mechaber tells us that if you have Bnei HaChatzer She'ervu, that they made a Erev Chatzerus together, with one exception. One person did not, and they want to be Mevatel their Rishus to him, so that's allowed. And we gave certain qualifications of this, and he is allowed to go carry out from his house into the courtyard, but we said they're not allowed to go and take from their houses to the courtyard, and they're not allowed to go and function as a guest in that courtyard, halachically speaking, because you can't have ein rabim nasim orchim etzo yochid. It's, so to say, inappropriate for them all to be considered his guests, and therefore the rules are a little bit different than if an individual is nullifying his single rishus to the people of the courtyard. That's what we read yesterday. Now we begin at the end of the top line, Resh Mem Ches Omud Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, V'hu hadin im hayu shnayim levad, u'bitel echad behem l'chaveru. If you only have two people over here in this courtyard, and these two people, one is mevatel his rishus to the other one. So hamavatel osur af bishol chaveru, the chaveru mutter af bishol atzmo. So in this situation, the wording that the Mechaber has is that the individual who was Mevatel's Rishus is not allowed to carry from his house out into the courtyard and vice versa. And likewise, the Mevatel is also even to go and do that in his friend's house. The Chaveiro Mutter Af Bishalatzmo. And the friend is allowed to do it in his own house, and he's even allowed to go and do it from his friend's house. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Tes, Kosu Achronim, the Lo Garsid and Apt. The word Af over here was not supposed to be there. Chaveru Mutter Bishel Atzmo. It should be only in his own. The Mashma Mizeh, the Kol Shekein Bishel Chaver, because the word Af implies certainly he can do it even from his friend's house. V'ze'eno, that's not halakhically correct. The Mechaber is talking about Shlo Bitel El Rishus Chatzeru V'lo Beiso. The Mechaber is talking about that he was not Mevatel his personal house, he was only Mevatel his Rishus in the Chotzer. And in that situation, Imkein also lohosi mibeis chaveiro lechotzer. In that situation, nobody, not the owner of that house who was Mevatel the courtyard, but not his house, and certainly not the person who was Mevatel to, the other person in the courtyard, neither of them would be allowed to take out from the person who was Mevatel his Chotzer, but not his house. Nobody could take out from that house into the courtyard. And therefore, Bimkein also lotsi mibeis chaver lechotzer, the chenu b'shulchan aruch yishanim. And this is, in fact, the right girsa to delete the word af over here, because it's only from his house, the one who received the nullification. He's allowed to now carry from his house into the courtyard and vice versa. But nobody's allowed to carry from the one who gave the nullification from that person's house into the courtyard. That is the girsa that we have explained according to deleting the word af. The Be'er Heitev, however, says that this is v'hu adin b'shel chaveru. You can take this, v'hainu kishinosin lo gam rishus beiso. He says that they were talking here about a situation where he was not only mevatel his rights in the courtyard, but he was also mevatel his rights in the house. Now, the Be'er Halacha in Dibur HaMaskel, v'hu adin mo yushnayim, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, the reasoning behind this is because a person can't be considered a guest for the other person to allow his house now to be utilized. He says, Ayin in the Evan Ozer, who disagrees with the Psak over here of the Mechaber, Shecholek al Psak Zeh, who says, V'daito de Dafka Berabim Etzol Yochid Lo Havi Orech. Only in the case that we started off at today's shiur, which was from yesterday's shiur, where you have multiple people being Mevatel the Rishus to one person, then we don't say that they function as a guest. And this is the opinion of the Prisha from the Tur, and also Tosfos. And the Ritva agrees as well. The Yochid Eitzol Yochid Nas Oreach. But for one person, if he's Mevatel's Rishus, he can become like an Oreach. And therefore, in this situation, if he's Mevatel his house, as well as the courtyard, you would be allowed to carry from his house into the courtyard because he's like a guest over here. And there's only one person in the courtyard, the one who he gave his Rishus to, the person who received the nullification. So he's now the sole owner of the entire courtyard and the houses there. And therefore, you could carry from both houses into the courtyard and back and forth. And the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Al-Kainira de Bishasat Chak Yishlus Mochazeh. Under extenuating circumstances, you have the right to rely upon this Psak Halacha. In the issue footnote number 19, he brings down that the Ramah in Shin Pei Aleph, which we haven't learned yet, the simple understanding of the Ramah would be exactly like this opinion, that a Yochid is an Oreach, and not like the opinion of the Magen Avraham over here that we just brought down. There's much more to be said about this. There's a little bit more in this footnote, Ayin Shom. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chein rabim, if you have a large number of people, shlo ervu, that didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, shenosnu rishusam l'rabim she'ervu. Let's say you have 10 people in the courtyard, 5 made an Erev Chatzeros, but they didn't include the other 5, and the other 5 are mevatel the rishus to these 5. L'fi shai yochid nasa oreach etzor rabim. According to the idea that an individual can be an oreach for the rabim, if there's one person, he can be mevatel's rishus. However, the rabim ain't a nasin orchim. But a multitude of people, let's say the 5 people in my case, can't be mevatel the rishus to the other people over here and allow their houses to be considered like their orchim over there. Afil etzel rabim, even though they're doing it to a large number of people, to 5 other people. Velo hayochid etzel hayochid. And the Mechaber concludes, this is the statement that we just brought down before, and even 1-to-1, this doesn't allow you to go and take from his house that was mevutel into the courtyard. Again, we brought down already the machlokas on this. The Ber Halacha said you can if it's in he's mevatel his own house as well, not just the courtyard rights, and the discussion we had in the Bir Halacha and Dershu footnote number 19, this is all applicable here as well. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Shachichu shnayim v'lo ervu. You have 2 people over here that forgot to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here, wrote to Lomar, the kamo biyochet shelo erev mahani bito, just like with one person who forgot to participate, so he can be mevatel's rishus, kein wadim biyoser. So too, the halacha applies that more than one person can be mevatel's rishus. This is again, certainly according to everybody, to allow you to carry in the chatzer from the houses that are participating in the Erev Chatzeros. So, you have now 2 people that forgot to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. Yecholim levato rishusim. So, both of these people can be mevato the rishus. They have to do it in a halachically acceptable way, like we learned in yesterday's shir. They have to be mevato the rishus to every single person in the courtyard. Which means, the Mechaber says, Shevato kol echad mehem, each of these 2 individuals, let's say Reuven and Shimon forgot to participate, so Reuven has to be mevato's rishus to every single person elsewhere in the courtyard, and Shimon has to be mevato his rishus to every single other person in the courtyard. So Shevato kol echad mehem, rishus l'chol b'nei achotzer, to all the people in the courtyard. And this is true, dein im mevatel l'rabim she'ervu. And this is true, whether the mevatel over here to the larger group of people that all made an Erev Chatzeros, ubovad shekol echad mehem yevatel kol echad. But as I just pointed out, each of them has to go be mevatel to every single person in the courtyard. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, kamo shekosav b'sif aleph, as we've already learned in yesterday's shiur at the beginning of this siman. And this is true. Bein imavatel li echad shelo erav. This is true even if they're being mevatel to somebody that didn't participate in the erav, which the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Beis is talking about pirush. Shelo hiyo b'chotzer kim shlosh anoshim. For example, there are 3 people in this courtyard. Each of them has a house. Vishum echad mehem lo erav. And one of them didn't participate in the erav chatzeros. Ulohachi now kishibitlu osam ashnayim. Rishusum lashlishi. Now, the other 2 people want to be mevatel the rishus to this 3rd person, so nimtzo she'achotzer shoyachru. It turns out that since they both be mevatel to him, so in this way, he's the only owner, so to say, of that courtyard, and he no longer needs an Erev Chatzeros. So that's what it means, le'echot shelo Erev. There's only 1 guy there. He doesn't have to make an Erev Chatzeros if the other 2 people are mevatel the rishus to him. He brings down further the Mishnah Berurah, Umivur Beveis Yosef, Da'afilu lo bitlu ashtayim v'vasachas, even if these 2 people that are being mevatel rishus didn't do it simultaneously to him. So let's say you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. None of them made an Erev Chatzeros. Shimon and Levi are being mevatel the rishus to Reuven, so now Reuven's considered the sole owner over here, and they can, and he's allowed to carry from his house into the courtyard. So even if Shimon was mevatel to Reuven at one point, and Levi is mevatel to Reuven at another point in time, not v'vasachas, el b'zeachazeh, Gam Kein Mahani. This works as well. Now, the Chofetz Chaim brings down in the Shaar Tzion, Oshud Ches, the after Bishor should be to Larishon Adayin Lahutar. At the moment that Shimon was Avatel's Rishus, so technically that doesn't do anything because there's still Levi in the picture. Nevertheless, Mishum Rishus Shalasheni Shalon is Batel Adayin, because of this extra portion, so to say, that's not yet mevutal from Levi, it doesn't ruin it. Mikol makom li'acha shebita lasheni gam rishuso. Once Levi eventually goes and nullifies his rishus as well to Reuven, then mo'el l'mafreya gam bitulu shorisho. Now, in retrospect, Shimon's batala also works. So even though Shimon, when he made his bitul, ze'achar ze, technically accomplished nothing, it's only when Levi also does the bitul now, retroactively, so to say, Shimon's bitul can be halachically effective so that Reuven is considered the sole owner of the courtyard, and in fact, Reuven now can carry from his house into the courtyard and vice versa. Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol ein mevatel nishnayim shlo ervu. If 2 people didn't make an Erev Chatzeros together, you can't say it will be mevatel to both of them. Well, great. So everybody else isn't considered halachically there. They're all considered guests, but you have 2 people that didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, so it won't work. And this is true. Bein mevatel rabim, the ervu, beinim hu yachid, shlo erav. This is true whether it's a number of people that made their own Erev Chatzeros, which isn't working, obviously, because they're people that didn't participate in it, and they're all together being Mevatel their Rishus, or whether there's an individual who didn't make the Erev Chatzeros that is Mevatel's Rishus. In all of these situations, ultimately, you have two people left over here that didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, and each one will ruin it for the other. Sharei afli achar shiyevatel lehem heim shnayim, because after this bittul took effect, either a large group of people who were connected to an Erev Chatzeros were mevatel their Rishus, or individuals were mevatel their Rishus. The bottom line is, you still have Reuven and Shimon left over here who did not make an Erev Chatzeros together. They're two. The Echad Otzer Chaveru, and Reuven will ruin it for Shimon, and Shimon will ruin it for Reuven, even though all the other people in the courtyard aren't the ones that are ruining it for them. Finally, the Mechaber concludes, Va'afilu Omar Liechod, even if a person says to one other person, Ani Mevatel Lecho, I'm going to be Mevatel to you. So let's say again, we have three people over here, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So you have over here, Shimon going to Levi and telling him, I'm being Mevatel to you, Ani Mevatel Lecho, on the condition, Al Menas, Shetachzor Uzlusvatel Lechaverecho, that you'll go and be Mevatel your Rishus to Reuven. In this situation, Eino Moel, it doesn't work because, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, you're not being Mevatel the entire rest of the inhabitants over here because Shimon was Mevatel to Levi. He wasn't Mevatel to Reuven, and Levi doesn't have the ability to be Mevatel to Reuven other than his own. He can't be Mevatel Shimon's that was given to him as a Batola. We'll see why now in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Chof Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rosh Shalomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Delo mi boyi, even if he didn't say specifically, you go and be Mevatel, your Rishus to Reuven. El Shabito Stam, Shimon just went over to Levi and said, I'm Mevatel my Rishus to you. And then, Bito Stam LeRishon, he gives it to Levi, VeRishon, Levi, Me'atzmo Chazo Bito Chelik Shel Atzmo, and Levi on his own goes and is Mevatel to Reuven. V'gam Chelik Shekibel, and he says, and I'm also giving over to you the Chelik that I got from Shimon. The lo mahani, that will not work. When he did it in the stam, and even if he did it specifically, it will not work. The chelik dide yochel vatel, because Levi can be mevatel his own chelik, the lo chelik the achni lechabri, but he can't be mevatel the rights that he was given over from Shimon to be mevatel Shimon's rishus to Levi. The kivin de beidnu de batulei rishusay. At the time that Shimon was mevatel the rishus to Levi, lo havelei shayrusa bechotze mishum the asri adadi. It didn't help over here because Levi and Reuven are still ruining it for each other. Ishtachach de bitul lo ahane midi. Therefore, Shimon's bitul accomplished nothing. The law konile, and therefore Levi didn't acquire anything over here. Ulahachi lo motzi laknuye hay bitul lechavri, and therefore Levi cannot hand over to Reuven the bitul that he got from Shimon unless he's acting as his formal shaliach, which is not the case over here. Ella. This is true. Afilu amar lo lechachila. Even if Shimon goes to Levi and says, "I'm being mevatel my rishus to you," on the condition, "Ani mevatel lecho al menas shetachzor mevatel chaverecha," that you're going to go and be mevatel your rishus to Reuven, that still won't work. Lo amrinam the shaliach shavye. We don't say that Shimon is making Levi his shaliach. V'havikilu hu beatz mevatel achron, and it would be as if he himself was being mevatel to Reuven, and that would work. But instead we say, Elo, the kivin de la rishon lo mahani habito, since when Shimon was mevatel to Levi, he accomplished nothing. Lo konile, Levi doesn't acquire this bitul to be able to transmit it over to Reuven. Shiucho lachzor ulahak nosli achron. Again, this is somewhat complicated. What it's basically saying is that when Shimon is giving over his rishus to Levi, he's not really giving it over in the standard form that now it belongs to you. You're not making yourself into a shaliach that you're giving it over to him. You're nullifying it. And Levi doesn't have the right to take that nullification and then retransmit that to Reuven unless Shimon specifically said to him, I'm making you a shaliach to nullify my stuff to Reuven. Then it would work. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sifkat and Chavdalet. In a mold, this doesn't work. The Chanal, as I've already explained, the Chalko Yochel Levatel, Levi has the right to be Mevatel his own Chelek, Aval Lo Chelek Shehiknu Lo, but he doesn't have the right to be Mevatel the nullification that Shimon gave over to him. Umistavra, however, it makes sense. The im also should be to Larishon. If Shimon, when he was Mevatel to Levi, Chazar Ubito Ba'atzon Lesheni, if he himself then went and was Mevatel also to Reuven, Shapir Mahani, that would certainly work, because the bottom line is, Shari Akshav Kol HaChalok Mishlo, because at this point in time, Shimon was Mevatel to Reuven, and Levi was Mevatel to Reuven. Reuven, so to say, owns everything now. And therefore, Shari HaRishon Bitalo Meikara Chelek Shel Atzmo, because Levi already was Mevatel it, and now Shimon is Mevatel it, so everybody's mimavato directly to Reuven, so this would in fact work. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down in the Shaar HaTzion Os Chaf Aleph, Umishum Shoya Habito Shelo Bevasachas Lo Megora. It doesn't ruin it, the fact that Levi and Shimon didn't give their bittul at the same time, as we've already pointed out. The bittul Shelo Bevasachas Gam Ke Mahani. Even if the bittul doesn't occur simultaneously, one with the other, it can occur one after the other, it still is perfectly good. With this, we conclude Simen Shin Pei, and now we begin Simen Shin Pei Aleph. Dine Hamavatel Rishuso V'Ovar V'Hotzi. If somebody did a bittul and then he retracts it by going, in fact, and carrying from his house out into the courtyard, the Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. Hamavatel Rishuso V'Hotzi Achar Kach Mi Beiso L'Chotzer. Reuven was Mavatel's Rishus to everybody else in the courtyard, and then at some point in time, he carries something from his house out into the courtyard. So, Bishogeg, if he did this because he forgot, ain't oser. He doesn't ruin the Erev Chatzeros that everybody had. It's not a formal retraction. However, B'mezid, if he in fact intentionally took this out, he remembers, and he says, no, I'm essentially being mavato, my nullification over here. So, B'mezid, then he is oser and everybody else in the yard. Shari Choser, mi bitulo shebitel. He is essentially undoing the nullification that he did. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Aleph, Pirush Sha'avar V'Hotzi. We're talking here about that he went and carried something from his house out into the courtyard. Dirshu footnote number 1 brings down, however, it was done with permission, for example, it was for Pikuach Lefashos or something like that, then he wouldn't ruin it for them. Shekivin Shirashai Lotzi, Inonechshav Shechozer Umachzit. Since he has halachically the right to do this, that doesn't essentially retract his original nullification. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Aleph says, "The lo mi boyi im lo bito rishus beso el chatzero, the also sharimotzi rishus l'rishus." We're not talking about over here only if he wasn't mevatel l'rishus of his house, but even afilu im bito gam rishus beso, even if he was mevatel not only the rishus of the chatzer but the rishus of his house by going and carrying something out from his house into the courtyard, he essentially retracts his nullification, and the erev chatzeros is now no longer effective. Sif Katan Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says that he would be oser if he did this b'mezid, al b'nei achotzer l'taltel. The rest of the people in that courtyard no longer have an erev chatzeros, and they wouldn't be allowed to go and carry in this situation. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Hamavato Rishuso brings down from the Yad Ephraim that we're talking here the af im hotzi be'erev Shabbos. Even if he did this on erev Shabbos, nami kechozer mi bitulo. That's a nullification. V'yesor aleihem, and he would ruin it for them. As soon as Shabbos starts. That's what the Yad Ephraim says, but the Chofetz Chaim himself says that that's not clear that that's true. It's not clear that that is correct. The Efshalomah, because one could say, even though the nullification could be before Shabbos, so too, the Chazara could be before Shabbos, and then, he has to go and nullify it on Shabbos, and not if he nullifies it by carrying something out on a weekday. Because he's allowed to carry then. That has nothing to do with Shabbos. So one could argue that if he carried something from his house out after he nullified his Rishus, he carried something out from his house. At 4 o'clock, he made his bittul. At 5 o'clock, he carries a chair out from his house into the courtyard. At 6 o'clock, Shabbos comes in. So he says, lav davka, that's a bittul. In fact, the bitula lo hayorak liyom ha-Shabbos, because he was nullifying his rights only on Shabbos. He wasn't nullifying his rights before Shabbos. So the Chofetz Chaim himself disagrees with this Yad Ephraim, who says that if the bittul takes place before Shabbos, so then this is, in fact, able to be retracted by an action before Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim says, no, it can only be retracted with an action on Shabbos. Finally, the Chofetz Chaim in Sif Katan Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah says that in this situation, when he takes something out from his house on Shabbos and puts it into the courtyard, Shinira Kechozer Umachzik, it looks like he's making a new chazak over there in the Rishus that he was Mevato, Shebitel, and therefore it's no good. He ruins now the Erev Chatzeros for everybody else. However, Mahani, but if he were to go make a new Bittel over here, then that would work. Even though he retracted it, he can now make a new Bittel. Then he brings down Kosov and Morgan of Rome, the law Amrina Shuchozer Umachzik Eloide Hotsomi Bayis L'Chotzer. What is considered a valid retraction of his bittul is when he takes something out from his house and brings it to the Chotzer. But Avlumachnis Bechotzer Bayis, if he brings something from the Chotzer into the house, Lo Nira Kirotzer Lachzomi Bittul. That's not a nullification of his bittul. Ulahachzik Bechotzer. And that doesn't demonstrate that he wants to use the Chotzer. Others disagree with this, and they hold it doesn't make any difference whether he demonstrates his nullification over here of his bittul by bringing something from his house to the courtyard or from the courtyard to his house. And like we don't make a distinction over here in
terms of a chazak over here between bringing it in or taking it out, as the mechaber concludes. With this, we conclude today's shir.